This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian shelling in the last 24 hours has killed at least five people in tough eastern Ukraine combat. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian authorities say the shelling also wounded at least 13 others during the previous 24-hour period as the Kremlin's and Kyiv's forces remain locked in combat in eastern Ukraine. A regional governor says the casualties included a woman who was killed and three others who were wounded by the Russian shelling of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city in the country's northeast. Since August, Ukrainian counter-offensives have snatched back Russian-occupied territory, most notably in Kharkiv. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a new BBC documentary to air Monday, former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Russian President Vladimir Putin threatened Britain with a missile strike. Johnson says the conversation took place during a phone call in the run-up to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine in February of last year. Johnson recalled the Russian leader saying, "It would only take a minute. Jolly." Johnson, however, said he did not take the threat seriously in what he termed as an extraordinary phone call. He said of Putin, "He was just playing along with my attempts to get him to negotiate." Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters Monday Johnson's story was a lie, either a deliberate lie or Johnson just did not understand what Putin was talking about. The French news agency AFP reports that Ukrainian presidential aide Mykolaiv Podolyak Monday called the International Olympic Committee a promoter of war after the sports body said it was considering ways for Russian athletes to compete in the Games. From his Twitter account, Podolyak said the IOC is a promoter of war, murder, and destruction. It watches with pleasure as Russia destroys Ukraine and then offers Russia a platform to promote genocide and encourage their further killings. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Egypt Monday as part of his Middle Eastern trip. That will include meetings later in the day in Israel with both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. He'll arrive just a day after Netanyahu's security cabinet announced a series of punitive measures against Palestinians in response to a weekend of deadly shootings in which Palestinian attackers killed seven Israelis and wounded five others in Jerusalem. Those shootings followed a deadly Israeli raid in the West Bank Thursday that killed 10 Palestinians, most of them militants. Speaking to reporters alongside his Egyptian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry, Blinken Monday urged Israel and Palestinians to exercise restraint.
As you heard very clearly, the condemnation from the United States of the terrorist attacks, the president, the vice president, myself, and we deplore overall the loss of innocent civilian life. We'll be reiterating that message and encouraging the parties to take steps to calm things down, to de-escalate tensions.
In Egypt Monday, Blinken also met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. U.S. President Joe Biden will head just north of Washington, D.C. Monday to Baltimore, Maryland, where he'll make a point about infrastructure investment by highlighting a new railroad tunnel project. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre talked about Biden's plans.
The president will discuss how bipartisan infrastructure law funding will replace the 150-year-old Baltimore and Potomac Tunnel to address the largest bottleneck for commuters on the Northeast Corridor between Washington, D.C. and New Jersey.
The new tunnel would include two tracks and allow trains to travel more than 100 miles an hour. On Tuesday, President Biden travels to New York to talk about plans for another new rail tunnel under the Hudson River. The projects will be funded mostly by the massive infrastructure law that Biden signed that includes $24 billion for rail improvements along the Northeastern Corridor. Jennifer King, Washington.
Some 200 people had to be evacuated as fire crews Monday extinguished a fire that engulfed a camp where hundreds of migrant workers live near Spain's agricultural heartland. VOA's Steve Miller reports.
The fire started on the same day the Nijar City Council had ordered the camp's demolition. The evacuated inhabitants were taken by bus to a nearby warehouse where Red Cross workers received them. It's unclear how the fire started. Most of the inhabitants of the El Walili camp were men from sub-Saharan Africa and Morocco, working on the many farmlands in the area. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A powerful bomb blast ripped through a packed mosque in northwestern Pakistan Monday, killing at least 25 worshippers and injuring more than 120 others. The afternoon attack in central Peshawar, the capital city of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, was reportedly carried out by a suicide bomber. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.